Texte numéro 53. Lessons of the Luddites. It's unthinkable to resist technological progress, but we should never be ruled by our machines. 200 years ago, groups of cloth workers began to assemble at night in Nottinghamshire, proclaiming allegiance to the mythical King Lud, and sometimes dressed in frocks and bonnets. The Luddites organised machine-wrecking raids on textile factories that quickly spread across the north of England. The government mobilised the army and made frame-breaking a capital offence. The Luddites were not opposed to technology itself. They were opposed to the particular way it was being applied. Their protest was specifically aimed at a new class of manufacturers who were aggressively undermining wages, dismantling workers' rights, and imposing a corrosive early form of free trade. Today, the free market and bottom-up emancipation serve to conceal the rise of capitalism and the concentration of power and money at the top. Google is busily acquiring all the world's information. Facebook is gathering our personal data for the coming world of personalized advertising. Amazon is monopolizing the book trade. The abandonment of net neutrality means corporate control of the web. Once all our books, music, pictures, and information are stored in the cloud, it will be owned by a handful of conglomerates. While ethics committees debate the risks and merits of genetic engineering and reproductive technologies, nothing is done to regulate the commodification of human beings online. Technological change does not automatically equate with progress. If it did, we'd be prioritizing renewable energy research and the hunt for new antibiotics. Instead, the newspaper, publishing, and music industries are in terminal decline, and a million outdoor advertising screens are blinking into life. Technological change is driven by corporate elites who have the power to arrange things according to their interests. There will be some who argue that technology creates winners and losers, that the march towards efficiency means cutting prices and jobs, and that progress ain't always pretty. But if efficiency were our only goal, we wouldn't be talking about job creation as an end in itself. We wouldn't be worrying about stagnating wages and the consequent slump in consumer spending. Jobs are no longer just about earning money, but fulfillment and community as well. The early 20th century dream of technology liberating us from labour has turned into a nightmare of technology depriving people not just of their livelihoods, but of their raison d'être. Not to mention the fact that the smartphone has made our leisure time into labour. We seem to have forgotten that technology is a tool we can deploy to achieve democratically agreed ideals. Revisiting the motives of those loom breakers reminds us that technology is not just about machines. It's about human choices and priorities and what progress really means. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2011.